Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball, GAA.
Hooks are not allowed in hurling, lads. Seamus might disagree with me and say it was soft, but he stood him up, but he had his hands around him and he literally hooked him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off The Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Dan Sheehan to captain a much-changed Ireland team away to Wales. Wales themselves make a host of changes for Saturday's game, and we hear from their head coach, Matt Sherratt, on that Off The Ball breakfast clip. Plus, Gregor Townsend explains his Calcutta Cup team. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Dan Sheehan will captain an Ireland side that shows seven changes for Saturday's Six Nations game away to Wales. The hooker makes just his first international start since suffering an ACL injury during July's tour of South Africa. Sheehan replaces injured hooker Ronan Kelleher, and there's another switch in the front row where tighthead Thomas Clarkson makes his first international start. Joe McCarthy is back from injury, meaning James Ryan drops to the bench. As expected, Jack Conan is in for injured skipper Caelan Doris at number 8. In the backs, there's a fourth international start at fullback for Jamie Osborne. Mac Hansen returns after missing the win over Scotland to start on the right wing in place of Calvin Nash. And rotation of the centres continues with Gary Ringrose taking the 13 shirt this week and Robbie Henshaw moving to inside centre. Bundy Aki is on the bench. Plus, there'll be a debut off the bench for Leinster Loosehead prop Jack Boyle. Interim head coach Simon Easterby gave his reasons for picking Sheehan as captain in the absence of Doris.
As you know, Dan has a lot of influence in the way he plays, and he's been part of the leadership group for a good while in the team, and probably just feel like he's in a really good place himself, coming back from injury, and he kind of the way he influenced the game in the first couple of rounds coming off the bench. Obviously, with Caelan not available this weekend, we just felt it was a good time for Dan to grow that leadership within the group, to grow another player, to experience something a little bit different around the week and how he handles that. And he's captained Leinster at various times as well, so it's not something he hasn't done before.
Tadhg Furlong remains a big name absentee this week, but Easterby is confident the experienced prop can feature in the last two rounds.
Yeah, a bit of both, and he's trucking really well. He's been in camp with us this week, continuing his rehab, but he won't be too far away. He's feeling pretty good at the moment, but you know, like any of those things, we've got to make sure that we get him right. And you know, we've been really pleased with the guys who have stepped up and stepped into his position. Hence why, you know, Tom gets a start this week and Finlay has a different role to do off the bench with his experience working alongside Gus and Jack Boyle.
Easterby's name has been strongly linked with the Wales vacancy since Warren Gatland's departure, but he says his sole focus at the moment remains Ireland.
I didn't really know that had been linked, but no. Of course, there's been speculation, and that's all it is. It's speculation. I'm not in control of that. You know, I love what I do here. You know, I've been in this position with the team for a long time. I'm very fortunate with the people I get to work with, both management and players, and for me that's you know, it's a dream job. So, you know, speculation is exactly that. It's speculation and not something that I can control. Right now, this is my only focus, and whatever happens in the future, you know, in a year's time you could lose your job, and we know in sport it's fairly fluid, isn't it? Around, you know, people moving from thing to thing, but like I say, whatever's gone on, I've had no contact with the WRU. So, you know, for me, it's you know, all guns blazing towards Cardiff on Saturday. Make sure that me and the other coaches prepare the team in the right way. And, you know, whatever speculation goes on outside of that is like I say, it's outside my control.
Matt Sherratt has gone one better than Easterby with 8 changes to his Wales team for Saturday's encounter. Having been left out in the cold by Warren Gatland last month, Gareth Anscombe and Max Llewellyn are both handed starts by the stand-in coach. Alongside Llewellyn this week, Scarlett's Ben Thomas will start in the centre. Josh Adams is missing with a hamstring injury, so there's a debut on the left wing for Scarlett's back Ellis Mee. Sherratt's changed the entire front row with Nicky Smith, Elliot Dee and Sale prop Will Griff-John all starting. Daffa Jenkins returns to the second row alongside Will Rowlands. Captain Jack Morgan switches flanks with Tommy Raffle returning an open side flanker, and Sherratt has been explaining the volume of changes.
There's numerous reasons, a couple of little injury doubts, and then probably just in general, really. I think the kind of my mindset coming in was just to make sure that firstly I enjoyed it, and secondly that I was going to try and do things how my way in terms of how I believe the game should be played. So some of the selections err towards that a little bit. But also I just feel, if there's one word to probably describe Ireland, is cohesive. They're a team that's been together a long time, obviously very Leinster heavy, come through 2 schools. So the players have got a lot of familiarity. So I thought it was just very important to pick a team that had some familiarity. So obviously around 9, 10, 12, 13 in particular, I don't feel playing Ireland is a time to experiment. So just having those combinations together, who've got relationships, can talk to each other on the field, kind of pick up each other's habits, I thought that was very important. Obviously, Japan in the summer, it's time to blood youngsters, but just personally, I don't feel Ireland is a time to experiment massively.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Sherratt says it's been difficult getting his methods across with such a limited amount of training time since his installation.
I'll be honest with you, it's tough. It's been a pretty busy week in terms of, obviously, last Monday, sat in the house and within 18 hours sat in front of you guys. So then priority was Cardiff. Obviously, flew out to Galway on Saturday morning. Then flew back Sunday morning to Cardiff, coming and had a coaches meeting Sunday afternoon, and then, you know, ripped into the week really. So listen, to it's bang for buck this week, so it's a real fine balance, and I had to keep giving myself small talk in terms of not drowning the players with information. So if I'm honest, there's lots and lots of detail that I'd like to get across to the group in terms of how we play. But this week has been come in, try and get the mindset right and a good positive attitude, and then just put a framework in place where the players feel comfortable enough to put all their energy into something. There's going to be bits missing because we've had 3 training sessions up until now, but I think I've been pretty pleased. Actually, we've just finished training. I think we've got a framework there. The players have got some clarity, and that's what we talked about on Monday. There's not been any lack of effort with this squad. They're massively proud to play for their country. We just needed them to all channel it in the right direction. So hopefully we'll see some signs of that on Saturday against one of the best teams in the world.
And the stand-in Wales coach says light-hearted discussions about Wales' quality from the off-the-ball breakfast crew has not infiltrated his camp.
Listen, it's not the type. I learnt the first time I did this job, I think I was referred to as an unknown little Englishman. So I deleted my social media pretty quickly. So I've not looked at anything like that. And I've not heard any talk of that in camp. I think this week has genuinely been about focusing on what we can bring to the game. I respect Ireland, very, very good team, well coached, good players. But Cardiff's a hostile place to come as well on a Saturday afternoon. There's going to be 15 players on the field that are desperate to represent the country well, and that's all we focused on, not any chat from outside of their camp.
So the teams for Saturday: Blair Murray will start at full back for Wales. On the right wing is Tom Rogers. On the left, the debuting Ellis Mee. In the centre then, it's Max Llewellyn and Ben Thomas. Gareth Anscombe and Thomas Williams are their halfbacks. They have a front row of Nicky Smith, Elliot Dee and Will Griff John. Will Rowlands and Daffa Jenkins are in the second row, and they have a back row then of Jack Morgan, Tommy Reffel and Talupe Faletau. Evan Lloyd covers at hooker. Gareth Thomas and Henry Thomas are the covering props. Covering lock is Teddy Williams. Aaron Wainwright will look after the back row. Roger Williams is cover at scrum half. Jared Evans cover at fly half. And Joe Roberts will look after the rest of the backs. For Ireland, Jamie Osborne will start at full back. Mac Hansen and James Lowe are on the wings. And Gary Ringrose this week is partnered in the centre by Robbie Henshaw. Sam Prendergast and Jemison Gibson-Park are Ireland's halfbacks. They have a front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Thomas Clarkson. John McCarthy and Ty Byrne packed down in the second row. And there's a back row of Peter O'Mahony, Josh van der Fleer and Jack Conan. On the bench for Ireland, hooker Gus McCarthy, Jack Boyle, Finlay Beelam, James Ryan and Cian Prendergast. Covering the backs will be Conor Murray, Jack Crowley and Bundy Akee. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Wales and Lions scrum half Mike Phillips backed up the view of his former coach Warren Gatland in believing Welsh rugby's problems go right back down to youth level.
I think that you've got to realise, the WIU got to realise, the youngsters now, it's a different world. You know, there's iPads and young kids are looking at different things, and it's a different world. I grew up with four channels, and it was quite easy to sort of influence me. You stick on a rugby show, and you know, whether it was about the 70s, and you were inspired, and you know. But now it's a different world, isn't it? You know, and there's so much going on. There's so much different sports going on, and they need to realize this, you know. And you need to, you know, attract those youngsters in a different way, and use, you know, past players in the right way, and you know, come up with a real plan. And I think gone are the days of you can chop my leg off and I'll play for Wales. I think it's kind of gone. You've got to really have a plan to, you know, get into the minds of these youngsters and get them involved and encourage them. And one thing they do really well is they play the finals of cup competitions in the stadium. I think that's fantastic. And I'd like to see more of that, and more of a tournament, you know, after a Six Nations, you know, just try and create more of an interest. And because we need to hold on to something at the minute. It's been such a dire sort of 4 years. We need, you know, something to, a bit of inspiration. So yeah, hopefully now we can get a good performance in on the weekend.
Finn Russell has been past fit to start for Scotland's Calcutta Cup clash with England at Twickenham, but Darcy Graham is out after their collision against Ireland a fortnight ago. Graham's spot on the right wing goes instead to Glasgow's Kyle Rowe. Pierre Schoeman's promoted from the bench to start at Loosehead in place of Rory Sutherland. Matt Ferguson's place at blindside flanker goes to Jamie Ritchie this week, and Gregor Townsend explained the reasons why Russell was picked and Graham wasn't.
Yeah, they've both been training really well. They've gone through the right protocols, and they've passed every stage. Finn, we felt, was symptom-free much earlier, and obviously didn't have as big a head knock as Darcy did. Darcy is progressing really well. He's had no symptoms now for a few days. He's on to the next stage of his training. But we just felt this week was too early to do full contact, so we're giving him that extra week to recover.
The Scotland head coach also explained the other changes to his starting 15.
Yeah, it's a very similar 23 that we've had so far for the Six Nations, and we feel the players have been working really hard at training. Yes, we had a better performance against Italy than Ireland, but we believe in this group, and they've got another opportunity this week to show exactly who we are in attack and defence, and we know we'll have to be showing who we are this week and bringing out our best rugby either side of the ball.
So a reminder of that Scotland team that will line out at Twickenham. Blair Kinghorn starts at full back. Their wings manned by Kyle Rowe and Duhan van der Merwe. Hugh Jones and Tom Jordan are in the centre. They have a halfback pairing of Finn Russell and Ben White. In the front row is Pierre Schoeman, Dave Cherry and Xander Fagerson. Johnny Gray and Grant Gilchrist continue in the second row. And there's a back row of Jamie Ritchie, Rory Darge and Jack Dempsey. England, of course, named their team yesterday, but there is one change to their bench for Saturday's game, with Bath's Ted Hill replacing George Martin. Martin had already dropped out of the starting lineup due to a knee issue, and that hasn't recovered in time for him to be involved. Ollie Chesham starts instead at lock. And finally, Temi Lasisi will make his return from injury for Connacht tomorrow night in a friendly with Harlequins at the Twickenham Stoop. The tight head hasn't played since being withdrawn against Zebre in the Challenge Cup back at the start of December. There'll also be a first Connacht appearance since December's trip to Perpignan for winger and Andrew Smith. Despite the absence of a number of players in international duty, Pete Wilkins has still been able to name a strong squad for tomorrow night's game. They'll start with Shane Jennings at full-back, on the wings Finn Tracy and Andrew Smith. Byron Ralston and David Hawkshaw are in the centre. In the halfbacks are Jack Carty and Matthew Devine. They'll have a front row of Dennis Buckley, Adam McBurney and Temi Lasisi. Niall Murray and David O'Connor are their second row partnership, and then in the back row for Connacht will be Oisin Dowling, Oisin McCormack and Captain Paul Boyle. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.